Welcome to the show. I'm sitting here at the GC booth with a very special person, with Josef Richter, CEO of GC Europe.
Well, actually, I'm not the CEO, I'm the COO.
COO, okay.
Yeah. So that's more on the operational side. The CEO is more on the strategical side, so I'm more on the operation side.
We just walked above the booth and you shaked a lot of hands on the rail.
Sure.
So how long have you been in the dental business?
Now that's a rough question, but I think more than 35 years.
Oh,
over
wow.
35 years. So, of course, always in a little bit of a different type of role, but always connected to dentists and dental technicians and practices in dental laboratories.
So what can the dentists and the dental technicians expect from GC this year?
Well, we just finalized a press conference, so that was really exciting in my opinion, because there's only a very few companies that have the same product array that we are able to display this year. So starting from, let's say, more traditional type of technologies, but also their innovation leaps, because we can always improve products. So this is one of the constant topics of GC. It has been, you know, the company has been famous for. So we evolved actually there into the Fujisem Evolve, for example, where we have introduced additional transparencies, translucencies, more suitable for certain indications where we in the past saw that there was need for improvement. We actually also continued the journey now in our ceramic portfolio, where lithium disilicate redefined with new technology, with the specific GC-related HDM technology, has been now, you know, further evolved into additional product presentations that we can offer, and not only in terms of additional shades and translucencies on the ingot side for the pressing technique in the lab, but also, of course, for the milling techniques in the lab. For example, the blocks, we are now also featuring the initial lithium disilicate blocks, so for lab and chairside use. I think we are completing the portfolio here quite well, and also with a different type of approach than, let's say, the traditional products that have been around for quite some time.
Yeah, I really liked that you're updating the EverX Posterior with the EverX Flow. I've been using it for half a year
already. I'm so glad, because I think this product is so unseen in the many other big products of GC, but I think it is a great, you know, dentin replacement material. And with the glass fibers that we're using there, I mean, we get a really strong first layer that on top of that, you know, not only will fortify the rest of the restoration, but it's also can be used in a bulk fill approach. And on top of that, you know, it's very easily, despite of this, is very easily injectable, which with many products of similar consistency, it was not possible to be doing that in the past because the fibers were just too long. So I think here we have really a very good product, and it doesn't get the attention it deserves, in my opinion.
I hope we can change that in the future.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm trying to do now. I mean, talking to you, because not only we can use it, you know, as a restorative material, but also ideal for the respective core build-up, for example, also.
Yeah, it's actually, I already had a podcast with Stefan Browett today about this topic. And
so I'm sure that he is much more knowledgeable how to explain that in that approach.
Well, he has for sure very nice pictures.
Good. Yeah. I cannot give you any pictures. I only have the pictures from our leaflets.
Actually, I'm part of the leaflet with EverXflow as well.
Oh, thank you very much. So I can only talk about the products, but since I'm not a dentist, I cannot show you any things that can be done with it that I have done myself. But I see that from renowned dentists that they really have excellent outcomes and are very happy when they're familiar with the product.
So what's other than you also released or updated your Equia?
Yes, glass hybrids, as you know, are for us a big game changer, since we, you know, also in the press conference we talked about this a little bit, since we see here an ideal alternative for any, let's say, classical restorations, specifically now with the law changing, for example, in Germany, amalgam gets more and more, let's say, restricted in use, and I think we have the optimum alternatives here with, for example, also the Equia for the HD product now with high translucency. I think that will help us quite a lot.
Actually, there are not a lot of companies who actually think about what could be an amalgam alternative, which is not a composite. There are not a lot of thoughts in that area about replacing the amalgam, and I think it will be a good product, and it will evolve further. And I also will have, of course, a podcast about just Acrea.
you should, because if you look
at... No, we have one with even a German dentist.
Yeah, okay. But maybe in that one you can also, you know, push mainly, or let's say focus a little bit more on the indication ranges that we need to offer, because you, as you rightly said so, you don't need necessarily a... a monomer-based product for a good restoration. And by now we have the longevity of hybrid glasses that go up to 8 years. So we have studies on that. Mm. So I think that should give a lot of security to the clinician that he has alternatives. He doesn't have to go for the, let's say, standard procedure.
So we covered basically the rest of the... I also had a podcast today about the minimal innovation things, all the tooth moves. Well, there's nothing really new there. It's just like the, one of the GC products everybody knows and uses.
I'm wondering you're not asking me about our scanners, because we are very proud of those now.
Actually, it's a good question.
Yeah, see? Well, let me maybe just very quickly, I don't want to go too much into that, but you know, I mean, we presented now the iOS 100P, so that's a portable one where you only need a PC on top of that. It is very user-friendly, has a great design, and it's portable. I think that's great advantages for, you know, a dentist that, you know, doesn't want to go into an initial high investment and just wants to try out first impression techniques. And then he can, once he has that under control, he can of course upgrade to other system, like for example the iOS 200 that we will have at the end of the year, probably after the summertime. We will present that one with also many new features. Specifically here, I would say autoclavable tip is going to be a very nice add-on, because you can go up to 250 cycles. I mean, using them 250 times. And on top of that, we have many new software features that we're going to present with that. And it's also a very handy and very easy to use device. And last but not least, I mean, it's not only dentist-related scanners that we're offering. We also are now the second generation of Adva LabScan with also proprietary features. We have there great scan opportunities, and we also have a color platform that is available now in order to visualize the respective scanned objects. And in addition to that, you know, it's also integrated in the ExoCAD software platform. So I think we have done a lot of things in this regard, and are now actually, let's say, completing the line, not only in terms of scanners, but also we'll have the first prototypes of our printers that are now being also looked into. Those will, it's just a, let's say, a pre-marketing situation. Those will be added on towards the end of this year.
So what will be the future steps from GCC perspective? How will the dentistry change?
I was afraid of this question. I should have not talked so much about the scanners and the printers.
Yeah, but the scanners are probably... Yeah. Do you think the dentist will stop doing analog impressions and really completely...
I think that's a great question, and you know, this is where probably we will have the most controversy in discussions, because if you look at what's happening a little bit around, I mean, I've been reading a little bit, you know, the media that you get, the different articles, the feedbacks from practitioners, and it's not to the point that today, let's say, scanned impressions already take over in a large way the established, let's say, techniques. But I believe that this will continue the better the technology gets, and of course the more the prices come to a level where the investment is more, let's say, easier to be done by practitioners. So if you look also at the market dynamics of the impression material, I mean, it's not going down, it's rather stable. So that tells you that technology either is not yet matching what the dentist is familiar with right now in the expectations of an impression, or for whatever reason, if it is not the technology, maybe it's not worthwhile to change the system. So I think these type of situations need to be very individually related to by the manufacturers, because it's not like everybody's going on a digital hype. There are also maybe good reasons why you want to stick to the conventional impression-taking techniques.
I personally can say we just upgraded to a chairside system at our office. My personal part in the office is more the endodontic part, not so much the restorative part. But there's definitely potential in that. Although I found out that it kind of costs more time when you even when you're like just doing like something professional, when you have to want to do a chairside, it takes much more time. So probably just the scanning part is probably more interesting than just the whole production part at the office in my eyes.
When you have the full workflow, you mean?
Yeah, I don't like the full workflow so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, it depends on the software, but even the softwares are not that easy. You always have to fiddle around a bit. So it's a learn curve, even with scanning in Arch. There's some fun part in it, but the, I can understand why the impressions marked is very stable, because there's always a part where I say, well, I would be done now and could go on to the next page.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but it's interesting, because maybe that's exactly you know, sort of the hurdle, because it's not the ease of use is maybe to be improved so that you get faster scanning impressions, so that you do that faster, and of course reducing the learning curve is the next hurdle that probably manufacturers have to go through, because still today, I mean, you need to somehow get a little bit familiar with the device in order to get the appropriate scan out of that. And I think that that might be an issue if you don't do this constantly. Of course, you also lose that touch, and you're starting, you're restarting the scanning learning curve every time you do this. So if you do 20 scans per day, I think that's an easy one. If you only do one or two per day, or not even that, then of course you have the hurdle that you are talking about right now.
Maybe we'll just scanning centers where we can send the patients.
For sure.
Get yourself scanned.
Good idea, hey.
Well, I mean, with all the Aligner technology.
It's done anyways.
It's kind of done. Right, I know in Berlin we have kind of the first scan shops from Dr. Smile for ortho treatment.
But what do you think about this? Do you think that this is a way to go for dentistry in the future? I'm a little bit, I mean, we're not in the cosmetic industry, we are in the healthcare industry. So every time things are done, you know, a little bit only with the supervision, with the, let's say, far away supervision of a dentist, I'm not so sure if this is the way you want to go.
I mean, it's what I also always disliked about the Aligner technology, that there's a huge lab fee included. I mean, the lab fee used to be much higher. Now we're trying to reduce it, but it's still nearly between 1,000 and 2,000 euros. So that's kind of difficult. And therefore, I personally always looked for alternative. And there's something called like an ortho device, Immin Aligner. I like that most. And the fun thing, when I talked to the guys and asked them about the lab fee, that was around 250 euros. I'm like, oh, that's cheap. And they're like, oh, you're the first dentist, you say that's cheap. Because I compared it to the classical aligner. Because sometimes I think for the patients, and when I see, I have to take my fees plus a lab fee from 2,000 to 3,000 euros just for the aligners, I think it's too much for a little correction where I just want to convince someone to not do veneers, just to do a little bit of ortho, and then we'll do a little bit of composite bonding, for example, and then that's it. So the expectations the patients go to the smile shops are probably will be not met. And I wonder how it's going to be in Europe if the patient is not satisfied, if he's still going to get a refund in the vet system, or if their contract is so safe that he has to pay anywhere, although the goal is not achieved. In dentistry, we would handle something different or see earlier these mistakes. So I don't really think this will have a big impact on the market in Germany. Another thing is, since most of the people don't go to smile shops, they have to do the impression by themselves. So the area in this impressions, I don't really want to see the models of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's difficult to say, but I think if you're an adult, then this might be a nice fancy option to go something and get your teeth put into the right positions. Maybe, you know, you tend to look at this more like a type of aesthetic or cosmetic treatment. So I think we have different rules for that one. I personally, you know, my children had all ortho treatments. I want them to go to someone that really is an orthodontist, that knows what needs to be done, that gives us the appropriate advice. Because for me, this is for sure something that needs to be, you know, given to the patient, because otherwise, you know, they're for sure, and I've seen that myself and my children, they really suffer if their teeth are not, you know, in the right positions, and they cannot have the healthy, nice smile that they're seeing projected everywhere around us in the world. So I think we have to maybe, you know, distinguish here a little bit between what is, you know, oral health-wise required, and what is more, let's say, a fancy of the moment, because it just want to be appearing. So it's more appearance than function. And, you know, for us, function stands in front of appearance. So GC always will go into that direction. That's why we always like to go very close and directly tied with the professional in this type of approaches.
That's a great closing. That's all you want to go be close to.
Great.
The dentist.
No, thank you. there is no layout here, but you know, if it is a good closing, I'm very happy. Yeah,
great.
That thanks. You gave me the opportunity to talk to you. Yep. It's really enjoyed.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.